to each of you. It's been a blessing to be here already this morning. I really enjoyed the song service, and thank you, Alan, for the comments and openings. That really challenged me and kind of goes along with what I want to share on this morning. I'd like to have a word of prayer this morning, just an opening. Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you so much for all you've done for us, Father. Father, we just want to thank you for being here with us. And Father, we just want to honor you and glorify you, Father. And Father, we ask that I would help me, Father, not to say anything that would hurt someone, and everything would be honoring and glorifying to you, Father. We pray this all in your name. Amen. So, to my notes here. This morning I'd like to start by asking a question that I've been asking myself, asked myself many times the last while, and that is, what am I doing that is building up the brotherhood or tearing it down? And in saying that, I'm not referring to physical necessarily, like all the physical things that we do and saying in that question, but my question is more is spiritually, what am I saying? What am I contributing as a brother or sister? This morning I'd like to talk about. Every member of the brotherhood has the ability to either build up or tear down. And when I say brother, that I mean sister as well. It's not just brothers, it's sisters as well. There's no neutral ground. If we are not actively engaging in building up the church, we are tearing it down. We're hindering the work of God. For an opening verses, I'd like to turn to Romans 12, and we'll start reading in verse 4. Romans 12, verse 4. And we'll read to verse 16. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministering, for he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it in simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, and he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them that persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another, mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. The first verse I'd like to talk about is verse 5. So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. What does it mean to be members one of another? Do I participate in a brotherhood as if it was a club or an association? I don't believe that we should look like some kind of club that meets once a week to share some good ideas. We should be an organism, a body. And if you look up the word organism, it's pretty interesting. And I think it pretty accurately describes what the Church of God should look like. I'm not going to give that definition here this morning. The United States spends lots of money in training their soldiers to work together. We have the perfect blueprint in the Bible here. We've got Jesus told us how to work together. My mind went to the captives that were in Haiti, and the FBI, when they were talking to them afterward, they mentioned that they spend millions of dollars to try to get their people to work the same way as what them untrained Christians did. And I believe that can come from just simply obeying God and being members one of another and submitting your hearts and things. And the next verse I'd like to talk about is verse 10. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. That preferring one another is something I struggle with sometimes. When someone has a different idea on how something should be done, can I bow my heart and will? I'm not talking about submitting publicly, like just, for an example, something I sometimes struggle with is a decision is made at a brothers' meeting, and after the brothers' meeting, sometimes I didn't get my way the way I thought it should have went. And I'm talking to this brother and to that brother and this brother on why my idea was better. And that's not preferring others, and it's not submitting to each other, and it's not upbuilding. I'm going to read Colossians 3, verse 12 to 15. Colossians 3, 12 to 15. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you're called in one body, and be ye thankful. And I'm going to go on to Galatians 5, 14 to 15. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But take ye heed that and but take sorry. But if ye bite and devour one another, take ye that ye be not consumed one of another. There's a military term that's called friendly fire, and some of you might be familiar with that term. It's when a neutral or allied forces are fire upon each other and wound or kill some of their own men. And in the year 1967 alone, the United States lost 5,373 soldiers in Vietnam due to friendly fire. My thought is let's be careful where we aim. Let's make sure we aren't wounding somebody, that we aren't hurting another brother. Ephesians 4:15, I'll read that. but speak the truth in love. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And I'm not sure how long ago it was, but Matthew Yoder shared that verse, and that opening really blessed me. We are called to speak the truth, and sometimes the truth is maybe hurtful, but we can do it in love. And I just want to challenge us this morning that as members, if we are going to be speaking to somebody, let's do it in love. And there's many things that we can do as brothers and sisters in Christ that will be spiritually building up and edifying to the brotherhood. And not just in physical ways, but spiritually, you know, praying for each other and encouraging each other. You can spend time with someone and just bless them and encourage them, and it'll mean a lot to them. I'm not trying to play down physical service in the church, but I feel sometimes that there's a lot more we can do, or I can do, than just than what I am doing in serving the church. 1 Peter 4, 8 through 10. And above all things, having fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man who hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards the manifold grace of God. There's a lot we can do as far as physically serving the church as well. And the evidence that there will be of love, compassion, and preferring others, and the other things that are talked about as far as one anothering, that God commands us to do, will be evident in the attitude in which we do the things that we in the service that we do. If we have love and compassion and things, that'll be evident in the way we serve others. So, in eternity, we will never regret the amount of time and things that we invest into the brotherhood, and we'll be thankful when we come into eternity for everything we have done. I just want to encourage us, and there's many other things that also go in there, and I didn't even get into 1 John where there's so many verses that talk about love one another, and we could go into all them things, but I just want to encourage us to go on and serve others in spiritual ways as well as physical. So that is all I have, and God bless you.